Johnny brightened. At least it would apply to the hundreds of thousands of patents. Still, it meant no motors. It condemned him to eventually flying reaction engines. It meant Desperation Defense wouldn't have an easy conversion to peacetime. Then he recalled something.
But executives used to repair motor consoles.
Soth sat up. He looked at the contract, and then at Johnny.
You just want the circuit itself? I thought you were interested in the mathematics. Mathematics is a pure subject,
he added with the vehemence of any dedicated hobbyist.
But if you want just the circuit...
He was fishing around under books and papers.
Where's my breathe gas mask?
In minutes, they were outside, and Johnny was issuing the orders Soth wanted relayed. A console was to be removed from a plane, one from a ground car, and one from a flying platform. And they were to be brought at once to the repair shop without being further tampered with. Mechanics went racing about. Presently, the three consoles were sitting on the floor of the repair shop.
These are the three different types of consoles for motor drives. All other motor consoles are one or another of these types. Now, you will have to give me a hand. I am not as strong as I was once.
Soth closed the door, barring everyone else. He reached up on a shelf and brought down a poison ore bag. Johnny had seen them often enough. They were transparent. They had two very tight armholes you could put your hands and arms into. He thought they were used when one sorted out arsenic compounds used in ore refining. Soth, with a little help from Johnny, struggled the ground car console into the bag. Then he stuffed in all the trailing connection wires that had just been severed from the vehicle. He sealed the bag tight. He connected an air hose to the fitting at the bottom, and the bag around the console began to inflate. He picked up a pressure gauge and a tool kit and shoved these through the armholes. Then he put his own arms in and snapped seals around his elbows. Through the transparent top, he watched the pressure gauge he had put in.
100 pounds is what you want,
he said. The bag inflated. The gauge went up to 100. He checked his elbow seals. The pressure was holding. Soth picked up a screwdriver from the kit he had put inside and swiftly took out the screws of the top plate. Johnny looked on, fascinated. He had done that once with a tank console, and it had promptly ceased to work. But Soth simply took the screws out. He lifted the top of the console, which contained all the buttons, completely off, and bunched the cables which led to it. He then looked into the console itself. There were all kinds of components in there, but unlike a rig, it had no insulating board. Soth selected a wire with clips on both ends and fastened it on either side of three components to bypass them.
Pressure fuses. The hole inside of one of these consoles is carried at high pressure. If the pressure drops, any one of those three fuses expands and blows. If anyone monkeys with the cover, it lets the atmosphere out very silently. That blows these fuses. Except for the fuses and the erase surge components, everything else you're looking at there is garbage. Sensible seeming, but really just garbage. It has nothing to do with the console operation. I have jumped a wire across the fuses. They will blow, and I'll have to replace them. But the wipe mechanism won't work now. The real circuit is still intact.
Johnny was wondering where the real circuit was if that vast area of components was just garbage. But Soth knew what he was doing. He kicked the pressure hose with a foot, and the bag deflated. He withdrew his arms and pulled off the fasteners. The bag fell away.